Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is my colleague, Eric Johnson. It is Thanksgiving, and there are a lot of passages in our Bible that speaks of giving thanks not only to God, but just thanking God for all the various blessings that we have that we get through other people as well. So what we wanted to do today was kind of talk about how you, as our listeners, are certainly a blessing to us. Paul says in Philippians 1:3, he says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. And certainly, Eric, we are very thankful for those who write to us, support us, pray for us, and encourage us in all those various manners. There's certainly no way that we could possibly do what we're doing at MRM if it was not for the prayer, support, and encouragement of the saints that are out there.
And we probably don't say that enough, Bill, how grateful we are for the people behind us to be able to do this ministry. I mean, just the support, the prayers. Without those things, we can't do what we're doing.
We do have people that I know for a fact that mention us before God every single day.
Thank you.
I am so blessed by that. Mm. And it does mean a whole lot to us. And your encouraging notes are certainly a big deal to us. It's not something minor. We don't take them for granted. One of the things that we have also been blessed by in this ministry is how we've been able to bless others through the information that we disseminate in various ways, either through our newsletter or through this broadcast or through our websites, whether it be MRM.org or our blog site, Mormon Coffee, or even the Facebook page. We get a lot of people who write us through all these various ways of getting information out. There are certainly many more ways that we can minister now than there were when we started this ministry back in 1979, when it was basically a hard copy newsletter and personal letters.
Oh.
We had no email. Who invented that?
Yeah, oh, I remember when it first came out in the mid-90s, and it was a whole new tool to us, and we can't do ministry without it anymore.
Oh, absolutely. The web has changed how ministry is done, and certainly a lot of what we're doing comes through our website. So we take our website very, very seriously and trying to keep that thing up to date, and Aaron does an excellent job doing so. What we wanted to do was just read you some of the responses that we have received from those who not only get our newsletter, but find information on the web or through our Facebook page or the blog site or whatever. And hopefully in doing so, it encourages you as it has encouraged us. And so I kind of went back and I kind of gleaned through some of the responses that we've received from folks to hopefully put this together, a little montage of how you have blessed us and how we in turn have been able to bless you as a ministry. And we're thankful for that. One of them says this. It says, thanks for your work and dedication. I am at the early stages of transitioning from the church and I'm very scared. I think I am able to make it out on my own because I was a born-again Christian before becoming a Mormon, so I have not spent my entire life in the church, just the last 15 years. I like the tone of your website, and I feel comfortable reading your information. Thanks to the last year of research, I am now one of those Mormons who has learned too much and cannot keep hiding the obvious truths that lay in front of me.
Bill, we get letters like this all the time. And I mean, when we get those every time, though, we're just like praising God for what God has done. Here's another letter, Bill. 6 years ago, you made a big impact in my life. Your ministry healed the hurt I had because of my Mormon brother. You always answered my email questions, calls, and were there when I needed someone with knowledge. My hurt has turned into pure love for the lost. God has truly worked through you on me. I now am witnessing to the lost because of your discipling me. Thank you for all you have done in my life and listening to God. Our God is so awesome. I am so thankful God put you in my path. I mean, sometimes I don't think, Bill, you realize how much here you put a little bit of time into somebody and they really took it seriously. And now they're out witnessing and they're multiplying. And that's what this ministry is about, to equip the saints to be able to do the work that we're trying to do as well.
And we do take those inquiries very serious. I try to get back as soon as I can. Unfortunately, I mean, right now, I just checked this morning, I have over 1,300 in my inbox. I try very hard to go through these things, and I try to get the most pertinent, most urgent ones. And I hope people will certainly have patience with me if we can't get back to them right away. We try very hard to do so. Many times, it's not even necessary to write back. People will just look at the website. They'll find usually the answer they're looking for. But certainly, we do want to minister on a one-on-one basis. Another one says, I want to thank you so much for your website. It helped me minister to my friend who was a Mormon. I thank God all the time for allowing me to find you. The way your website is set up is great. I was able to find out about Mormonism in a way that no other website provided. I even looked at the LDS.org website, which of course is the official website of the LDS Church, and it didn't give all of the detail that your site gives. It really helped because you give reference to everything. It in no way bashes Mormons. It shows them the truth. Because of this wonderful website and the desire God has given you to minister to Mormons, my friend is now saved. I can never thank you enough for what you have done. I've read these before, and I still get goosebumps when I read them again, because certainly this encourages us and blesses us to no end.
Here's another one. Thanks, Bill. It was you and your site that led me to Christ 6 years ago. God bless and take care. Bill, we're having an effect out there. Another one. After a long search and a discussion with you in the 1990s, I have concluded that the LDS Church is a false religion. And still another one. Thank you, Bill and Associates, for the wonderful ministry you are doing with the Lord. We praise and thank Him for calling you to be His spokesman.
Those are humbling, and we do. And again, we find this to be a very awesome responsibility. And again, when a person writes and talks about the demeanor that we do express through this ministry, that means a lot to us. And you know what it does, Eric? It kind of offsets some of the nasty ones that we get.
Because we get those.
Obviously, a person is not going to draw this kind of a conclusion if we are really, as some want to insist, a group of hateful people mm-hmm. who want nothing good for the Mormon people. How in the world are these people drawing this kind of a conclusion if that's really what we are doing? Which tells me that many times when some Mormons write us just to call us names, obviously they come already with their presuppositions and maybe even a tad of hatred, if I might say, in their heart towards us as individuals. It could be that. I don't know. It most certainly could be that. Another person wrote, this is a young person, saying, I was raised in the LDS Church. I am 17 years old. And I might throw in here, we get a lot of teenagers that will write us.
And we love it.
I love that.
Absolutely.
I mean, a lot of these young people are getting ready. The guys are getting ready to go on their mission. So, hey, come on, give us your best shot because you're going to hear it out there if you're going door to door. So this person says, I am 17 years old. I have read many articles posted on MRM.org website. Church members are advised to avoid anti-Mormon doctrine, which is funny because ours is really not anti-Mormon doctrine. What we're quoting is their material. It's all their own stuff. And of course, we've talked about how we don't like the term anti-Mormon, but I understand where this person's coming from, so I'll give them a pass. I, however, understand the reason why you oppose our religion. I understand that it isn't because of hatred towards us, and we were just talking about that. It's because you care. Even though I oppose your opposition to the LDS Church, I also respect the intentions you have to bring others to believe in what you believe. Now, here's what's interesting. Here's a 17-year-old that gets it. Why don't some of the older adults get it? And as we've mentioned before, usually the ones who do get it are the returned missionaries.
Absolutely.
Because they've been out in the field and they know what it's like to try and present what they believe to be true to people and have those efforts actually rebuffed. But a lot of Mormons don't see it that way. Here is a 17-year-old who does seem to get it, and I'm thankful for that.
Here's another letter, Bill. It has been about 3 weeks since I have learned that the church isn't true and am in the beginning stages of leaving the church. I am resolute about it some days and wonder if you know of any churches in my area that I can visit. I am reading loads of material about church history, the DNA issue, and more importantly, reading and studying the Bible, not the inspired version, which is Joseph Smith's translation.
Right.
I would appreciate any information you can give me, and thank you for your website. You know, I appreciate this person wanting to find a church, and that's a hard place to be if you don't know, if you've already been kind of burned, and then looking and seeing, well, which church is going to be okay? You know, that'd be an email to us. We would appreciate. We'll try our best to do some research and find some Bible believing churches in whatever area you're in.
That. Yeah, we have done that,
and I think that's an important thing. Find a church, and that's where you're going to grow. But it has to be a Bible believing church.
You know, one of the interesting comments that I hear from ex-Mormons is how difficult it is now that they have to really think on their own. And I've heard this many, many times. So this isn't just an isolated statement, but many times ex-Mormons will tell me, say, boy, we have to really think through these issues. We don't have somebody telling us what to do. Like even finding a church, what do you do? I mean, if coming from a Mormon point of view, what do you do once you leave the only true church?
Right.
That takes a little bit of effort. It has to do a little bit of research.
It's a lot of courage that goes into this. And yep. We respect you folks who are struggling with this. Mm-hmm. We're here to help you. Jot us an email. We'd like to talk to you.
Absolutely. So I can understand, like in that first one that we read where the person said he's making the transition and says they're scared about transition. I understand that. I understand that fully. I've seen a lot of people having to go through that, and I'm very sympathetic to that. One last one before our time is up. This one says, let me give you all a huge thanks, and huge thanks is in capitals, and so if we follow the rules of email, I guess they're yelling.
Shouting.
They're shouting that out to us, which this is good. This is a good thing to shout out at us. I want to give you a huge thanks for all the work you've done and what you're trying to do. I'm a huge supporter of your website. It really opened my eyes to the differences between Mormonism and Christianity. You guys are amazing. I read your blog every day. And, of course, that's a reference to Mormon Coffee, which is run by our associate Sharon Lindblom, who does a very excellent job at that. But it takes a lot of people to run this, getting the newsletters out to people. We have Randy and Carol are behind that. They always get those things together. Without them, it would be very difficult for us to get this job done. But we do appreciate your kind comments. We do appreciate the fact that you appreciate what we're doing. And we appreciate, again, all you out there that have been very encouraging to us. And if there is anything that we can do as a ministry to help you in your walk with the Lord or your understanding of Mormonism, by all means, let us know.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Viewpoint on Mormonism is a radio show dedicated to discussing the differences between Mormonism and Christianity in a loving, gentle format. Sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry, this show's goal is to look carefully at the Bible and determine whether or not the beliefs, as taught by the leaders of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, correspond to truth. Now, whether you're a Latter-day Saint or a Christian, you can contact us and even ask a question that we could answer in a future show. Here's how. Email us at contact@mrm.org. Again, that's contact@mrm.org. And if you're a Christian who would like to financially support this radio ministry, you can do that as well. Just go to our website, www.mrm.org, and go to the right top button called Donate. This ministry cannot exist without the financial support of our friends and listeners, and we are grateful to everyone who plays a vital role in what we do. Again, that's mrm.org. We're glad to be on the air and providing this information to you.